Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Cleese is there. He's going to find the winners for us today. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, beautiful day. Sun beaming down, and By True said this track will improve during the day, mate.
All right, so as we said, a ripper day. Now, the first there, one Hippopus is 51, two Gunbolt, 210, three Hassan 826, four Looking At You is 14, five Fencourt, 420, six Hazza Rose, 260, seven Robusto, 51, eight Burley Park, 26. Favourite, 210, number two Gunbolt.
Yeah, I'm 6253. I'm with Hazza Rose. I loved the win here the other day. That was the first go at the trip, the triple suitor, the dropping weight all suitor. And no knocks on Gunbolt. He did a good job to win it on the Wednesday meeting at Eagle Farm 16 days ago. I mean, there was only eight runners. He's back running seventh. And when Blake Chin opened him up, he put pay to him. Five Fencourt run second to Gunbolt in the same race. Figured in the Stewart's report, held up a little bit. They meet more or less on the same terms. I give Hassan, look, I know the three's out right out of form, but he's certainly better than that. He can handle a trip, and he's been here and won here before. 6253 race one.
Race two, one Champagne Vega is $5, two Chenard, $5.50, three Arakaria, 26, four Onset, 485, Cambridge Don, 26, six Consoling, 750, seven Final Honor, 23, eight Shadow of Mordor, 10, nine Wing Poet, 11, number 10 and a Creon, 4, 11 Globe Heights, JR, 41. Favourite, 10 and a Creon, 4 even.
Yeah, I'm 10-4-6-8. I'm with Anacreon, the former Victorian. Look, she's had no luck, and you could nearly write a ticket on her last five runs, but if she gets luck in running, she'll be hard to beat. Four Onset, Onset's doing a good job. Won a maiden here 2 runs ago, run third, beyond without risk last start, so she's in form. Consoling was a lot better last start, the six when they stepped him up first time at the trip, and I mean, if, as a Rose comes out and performs good in the first, this fella runs second to her. And I give the 8 a chance, Shadow of Mordor. I know he's had a heap of chances, but he boxed on here behind as a Rose beaten 2.5. 10-4, 6-8, race 2.
Third event, 1 Cheverny, 6.50, 2 Dark Comedy, 4.60, 3 Hollis Bolas, 11, 4 Quick Nib, 81, 5 Be Watchful, 6 Delayed Response, 8, 7 Gypsy Aria, 34, 8 out, 9 Private Edition, 3.90, 10 out, 11 Sportini, 34, 12 Texas Target, $8, 11 out. At 13 out, rather, 14 Hugs and Kisses, 31, 15 Multiplied, 19, 16 Arcadian Shores, 41, 17 out. 390 Favourite, number 9 Private Edition.
Looks hard to beat, Sean, 9562. Loved his run here, or her run here, first go for the new yard, the former Victorian. She come from near last over 1,006 and hit the line, good beaten, 0.9 of a length. She's only got to back that up to be hard to beat. 5B Watchful loved her first up run, blundered shortly after jumping and then got tightened up and got back and hit the line good. So with only 54.5 kilos in the improvement with the run under her belt, I want to have a look at the 6 Delayed Response. Resumes her, so you think 3-year-old filly that had 4 starts last prep and was in the Stewart's report, nearly all of them, and has got ability. And 2 Dark Comedy, got a little query on him running the trip, but he's going good enough at the moment. 9562 race 3.
On to the fourth one, Stealthy, $4, 2 out, 3 Collingwood, 10, 4 Wildcard, 51, 5 Cherokee, 8, 6 Delmore, 10, 7 Happy Frank, 12, number 8 Jet Pilot, 480, 9 out, 10 Mr. Rock, 41, 11 My Boy Fred, 12, 12 Snippets Line, 750, 13 out, 14 Tickets for Youth, 15, 15 Blind Love, 11, 16 Red Ripper, 51, the favourite at 4 even, 1 Stealthy.
Hard race, Sean, 8-5-1-12. Oh, look, I'm just with the HH Pilot. I mean, if you look at his last 2 runs at Newcastle and here at Grafton, he hasn't been far away. He gets a soft gate. He has had 9 goes, 1 place. He can blinkers go back on him, so I'm happy enough to stay with him. 5 Cherokees, probably the danger. He's yet to be placed in a few goats in the Street Grill Stable, but his last 3 or 4 runs have been a lot better, and he would not find any easier maiden. 1 Stealthy run, 10th at Port the other day, behind Lily of China, beaten 13. Obviously, there was excuses. He's better than that. And I give a chance around the 12 Snippets lines and the 4 solid runs back. 8-5-1-12, race 4.
Okay, on to race 5. 1 San Sierra, 6.50. Number 2, Masque Force, 9.50. 3 Rock on Destiny, 23. 4 Polino, 26. 5 Princess L, 6.50. 6 Sershon, 6.50. 7 Red Wolf, 10. 8 Black Machine, 12. 9 Quick Cash, 26. Number 10, Vivid Image, 10. 11 Lilia, 6.50. 12 Lady Claire, $5, 13 through to 16 out. Favourite the bottom one, 12 Lady Claire open race, $5.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Sean. 5, 10, 6, and 11. 5, 10, 6, 11. On with the 5 Princess L. 1 run back. She drew off the track wide. She's a 2 times winner here. She gets a soft gate. and she'll get a better run than what she did at Coffs Harbour last start. 10 Vivid Image is the danger. Pretty smart little mare and needs an alley and gets an alley here today and absolutely loves it here at the Grafton Circuit. 6 Sheriff Sheriff Sean, you could make excuses for a last start. Tightened up shortly after jumping and got into a bit of trouble down the back. I think the key that she draws good and gets back to 1,000. And 11 Elliot puts in day in, day out, and then never any different. 5-10, 6 and 11 race 5.
All right, on to race 6 on Saxophone, 460, 2 Lethal Dream, 9, 3 out, 4 Imperial Eagle, 750, 5 Vacate, 850, 6 out, 7 Mount Heidi, $5, 8 out, Chiquilla, 550, 9 Jehez, 11, 10 Gold Sky, 650, 11 Windcatcher, 41, 12 out, 13 Smiling All, 41, 14 Berserker, 41, 15 Take Time to Chill, 41, and 16 My Boy Salido, 81. Favourite, 461 Saxophone.
Yeah, I'm with the Eagle, Imperial Eagle, 4157. Alan Denham, he's had two runs back. He's got a great third up record, this guy. He's got a bit of a sticky gate to contend with. We've only seen him once here at Grafton when he run third behind Victorum, but I like his last run at Gosford. I like the way he got home. No knocks for the top, his Saxophone. The former Victorian has had three runs for Johnny Shelton, been in the money all at three. First time he gets to the 12.15 today for the new yarn. 5 Vacate. He was just run off his legs from a bad gate over 1,000. 12.15 all suiting right down to the ground. And it gets out 7 Mount Heidi. She did a good job to win here 11 days ago. Just gets that little bit of a sticky gate today. 4-1, 5-7, race 6, Sean.
Right, the seventh event now, 1 Landmarks, 9.52, Danco is 5, 3 Hellerosity, 31, 4 out. 5 Golden Comet, 6.50, 6 Dominant Crown, 14, 7 Queen of Kingston, 2.30. 8 Star of Arata, 750. Number 9 Central Witness, 19. 10 Hesco Gold, 31. 11 Jets Cracker, 13. 12 Respeta, 61. 2.30 favourite, 7 Queen of Kingston.
Good race. 7-2, 11 and 8. I'm with the Queen of Kingston. What if she run third at Belna that open? Came and run second in the qualifying championship here behind Lascope and went to the championship behind Noble Void, beaten 3.5. Nice 5 week freshen up back to the 1200 metres. To Danko, look, he's flying. He's won two out of his last three. Forget he's run at Dooman last start. He was off the track from a bad gate. I give 11 Jets Cracker. This crack keeps improving. With only 51 kilos, he's a player. And 8 Star Harada has had two solid runs back, and he drops 4.5 kilos. 7-2, 11 and 8 in race 7. Sean?
And the 8th event, 1 out, 2 Medicine Ball, 3.23 Northern Wild Rose, 5.50, 4 the Big Eater, 9, 5 Chance of Rain, 7.50. 6 I Am Perfect, 23, 7 Caribou, 15, 8 Lightning Pageant, 10, 9 Kiwana Star, 13, 10 Red All Day, 14, 15 out, 11 out rather, 12 Named After, 16, 13 Chiquilla, 81, 14 Immune, 11, 15 Blue Motti, 41, 16 Yankee Express, 23. Favourite, 3.22 Medicine Ball.
Yeah, he was good here too, the former Victorian. 2.58, 2.583. Look, it's never easy to do go maiden up in grade, but I don't think this is any stronger. And like I said, he did a good job here, Medicine Ball, to win. 5 Chance of Rain, won a maiden 2 runs ago at Armidale. Went to Tamworth on Cup Day, beaten 2.3. So that's pretty good form for a race like this. 8 Lightning Pageant. Want to have a look at her in the yard. Marianne Brosden's got it. She's been doing a fair deal of racing, but Marianne's backed and freshened her up. And 3 Northern Wilder Rose did an enormous job to win on debut at Kempsey. I don't know how strong the field is, but there was plenty of merit in that win. 2.5, 8.3 for me in the last, Sean.
Any good things there, Gary?
Like 2. I'm going to kick off in the first race 1, number 6, as a Rose, and go to race 3, number 9, Private Edition. They're my 2 best. Quaddy numbers, Sean, wide in the first 2 legs with 5, 10, 6, and 11. 4, 1, 5, 7, second leg, and 7, 2, and 11. And 2, 5, and 8 in that last leg. But beautiful conditions, right through, and good days racing downtown Grafton, mate.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you late, Dale, throughout the day.
You're a champion. See you, mate.